Wow. Say Shachayana. Always welcome. Tokidei Dibur. So let's have, we only just walked in, but you know, wouldn't get a call on it. So maybe Daniel, if you don't mind. So we're trying to finish off the Shaka Vitari here, or whatever we don't finish now, we'll try to finish Thursday. But let's so start just from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph very quickly. I'm gonna assume everybody remembers the basic Gemara. So the Kula Alma Lumafreyu Nifsa Ella. Hacha betok de dibur kedibur dami kamifli. That's really what we're up to. Go ahead.
It's
false, correct? Yeah. No, there's no chazara, right? Tzvah l'shamim, so there's no chazara. But if you combine both, then they'll both be chal. How can they both be chal, by the way? What do you do if they're both chal?
So I think
Rashi's
split.
Correct. You let it develop a mum, and then you sell it, and then you use half the money for one and half the money for it. So you could be chal, both of them could be chal b'vatzachas, but chazara is not allowed. So we see from here that Rabbi Yossi does not believe in Tokhidei Dibur. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. And some people drop the Mori and some of the other sugyas, but at least Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Maskana of the Gemara. So this leaves us with an interesting question. Till now we've been discussing, the first three shiurim that we had, we've been discussing the question of Eidus HaBatla Batosa Batla Kula and the relationship between the Haggadah and the Hazama. Okay, now we come to the question of Tokhidei Dibur. The Gemara says there's a debate about Tokhidei Dibur, and maybe there's a debate whether it applies at all, right? That's one possibility. Or we should be mechalek between Tokhidei Dibur Gadol and Tokhidei Dibur Kata. So, again, in our previous discussions, we already had an inkling that there's more than one way to look at Tokhidei Dibur. Because we had the view of the original Gemara, top of the Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, which said that if you have Tokhidei Dibur, right, and you have a Psul Gavra at some point within the Tokhidei Dibur time frame, that you go by the end of the period rather than the beginning. That was the Chiddush of the first day of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara said that Lamafreya, who Nifsal, even if it's based on the Geneva, will not even affect the subsequent Tzvicha until the end of the Tokhidei Dibur. That was the first view in the Gemara. And we wondered why that should be so, if it's indeed Tokhidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. And Tosus explained that the reason was because Efshar Bechazar. Right? That was Tosus on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Masul Shehidu. So, but on the other hand, we also had the continuation of the Gemara, which could be read in different ways, as we discussed. The Bali Tosis read the continuation of the Gemara is not talking anymore about the Psul Gavra, but about Eidus HaBatla Mutasa Batla Kula, We elaborated that last time, when we say it, when we say Panginan, Bechefza, Eveshavat Mutzasa, etc. So according to Bali Tosas, the rest of the Gemara isn't talking about that. But according to Rashi, as we noted, it seems like Rashi is dealing with Psul Ha'edus, even in the second part of the Gemara. Right? And we pointed out there may be the distinction. Pnei Yeshua says this as well, right? Some of the Rishonim hint to it. There's a difference between the being mafkia, the Torah Sazama. For that, you have to wait till the end of the Tokhane Dibur. But if you want to just be posel the Eidos because of the Psul Gavra of the Eidim or the Eid, it's enough that you have some sort of a Psul inside the Tokhane Dibur. Even if it's the end of the Tokhane Dibur, the opposite case, let's say you have Hazama connected to the phase two, to the Tzvicha, but it's Tokhane Dibur of the original, earlier Gneva. So even the Gneva will be Nifsal because of the Tzvicha. In other words, Tokhane Dibur Kedibur working not to delay, but to make things earlier Lamafreya. That's what we saw for Rashi. So according to Rashi, it turns out that Tokhane Dibur can get ahead of itself. It's not the latest possible time. So is that possibly because Rashi disagrees with Tosas? Tosas says the reason Tokhane Dibur works in this case is because of Efshar B'Chazara. Maybe Rashi doesn't hold this idea of Efshar B'Chazara at all. I don't mean to say that there's no Efshar B'Chazara in a general Tokhane Dibur. What I mean to say is maybe in regular Tokhane Dibur, the reason that Efshar B'Chazara is not a din in Chazara, but it's really a din in Bevasachas. It's Tokhane Dibur. It's one big time zone. So it's not that you're allowed to be Chozer, it's not considered a Chazara. Right? The matter has not yet concluded until it has concluded. But if that's the case, then it's not always going to depend on the latest possible moment. Once it's done, we might look at it for the earliest possible moment. Now, it's interesting to note that Rashi in the Sugya always emphasizes Tokhane Dibur as being Bevasachas. Again, not necessarily in this context, but he does that. For example, if you look on the top here, Ein Gimel Amid Beis, Lav Kedibur Dami, V'Hava Leka Shnei Duyos. Right? Now, Rashi doesn't say Yachal Lachzor, and therefore it's not. The contrary, because Rashi Lashitaso is trying to explain that the later time affects the earlier. Rashi always emphasizes Bivasachas. So it's possible that Rashi here is Lashitaso, and Tosas Lashitaso. Tosas, who believe that the main focus in Tokhane Dibur is not Bevasachas, but Efshar B'Chazara. We'll see that in a minute. That's what Tosas says some other places as well, about the whole nature of Tokhane Dibur. So that's why Tosas felt that there is no real distinction between the Psul Gavra L'Inyan Hazama and the Psul Gavra's impact on the Chefetz Shel Eidus. The whole Hemshech HaSug is about Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat Kula and nothing more. And anything having to do with Psule Gavra, we always say, depends on the possibility of Hazara. On the other hand, Rashi, Lishitaso, maybe doesn't emphasize Hazara so much. We'll soon see that the Rashbam, for example, in Bava Basra, operates with the idea of Bavasachas. To the extent, just look at the language of the Rashbam Bava Basra, to the extent that even the exceptions to the rule, what are the exceptions to the rule, Daniel? Well, the Gemara lists in Bava Basra lists two, and the Gemara in the Darin lists four. Correct. Avodah Zarah and Mekadesh and Megarish. Correct. And in Bava Basra, they only have Avodah Zarah and Kiddushin, which may just be the short list. And in a second, we'll see that some people have a longer list. What do some people have as a longer list? Jay?
The Rambam also
Yeah, Tmura Hekdesh is part of what seems to be a longer list, and we can analyze that in a minute as well. Also, Tosas and Zvachim, Tosas and Benachos has that as well. Okay. So, the Rashbam in Bava Basra explains what is Tochei Dibur. Kol Shnei Dvarim Sh'adam Motzim Yipiv Zeach Hazeh V'Tochei Dibur. Shasim Dibur Rishon Hitkel Dibur Ha'achron. Lo Chashvino Le Nimlach. El Hareu Ki'ilu Amar Shnei Dvarim B'Yachad. Im Shnei Micholim Litvos. Kagon Arizu Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Timacher V'yavi B'dmei Chetzia Ola D'mei Chetzia Shlamim. Tal Shneim Iskamim. Ela Shein Yochel Lahotzi Shnei Dvarim Ki'achad. Dim Echad Yesh Makoch Litvos Echad Eino. Eino Klum Yitvos Echad V'Echad Kaman D'Leisa. But basically, how is he describing Bevas Achas? It's not Nimlach, it's not Chazara, it is Bevas Achas. I'm sorry, I was explaining talking to the Hebrew, it's Bevas Achas. Oh. And then he explains Levar Me'avodah Zarah. Number one, how does he explain Avodah Zarah? Shim Hitfis O Hikta Dover L'Avodah Zarah B'tochin De Dibur Chazar Bo Afil Hachi Nesra Mishim Chumr D'Avodah Zarah. So basically, the Rashbam thinks that the exceptions, right, number one, Avodah Zarah doesn't mean Maisa Avodah Zarah, it means Hiksa Davar L'Avodah Zarah. It can be that way because of his understanding of this whole halacha. The exceptions are Drabanan. They don't really reflect anything about the real nature of Tochei Dibur. They're Chumros Drabanan. In Kiddushin and Gerushin and Megadev and Avodah Zarah, even Hiksa L'Avodah Zarah. We're Machmir Midrabanan Shalom Yavam Yenu Takala. Also, he says the kiddushin, the same thing. Im kidei shishu b'fnei edim v'chazor b'tochei dedibur l'have a matana. We'll have a kiddushin in shomim mukadeshes v'enim mukadeshes chumad rabbanan v'shum laz mamzeres v'tinas el'achar b'lo ge. This is very good because according to the Rashbam, basically we're not talking about chazara. We're talking about b'vas achas. If you take the view that tochei dedibur is b'vas achas, you're going to have a harder time. Not impossible at all, as we'll soon see. You're going to have a harder time explaining the exceptions. If you believe that the essence of Tochei Dibur is not Bevas Achas at all, let's say it's primarily Chazara, Efshar Lachzor. So then, to explain the exceptions is not going to be very difficult at all. To explain the rule, actually, is more of a problem. Right? Is this a Din Drabanan? Is it a Din Daraisa? Even if you say it's a din daraisa, it's not going to be hard to explain the exceptions. Some things you can't be chozer, especially if you acknowledge that it's not bevas achas. You did it. It's done. So there's a little grace period. So for most halachos, it's a grace period. We're just not sure why. If it's drabanan, then certainly not difficult to explain the exceptions. Even if it's daraisa. So the chiddush is that there's a grace period, maybe. Not that there are some halachos which it's too late, it's done. But if you hold like the Rashbam, then it's Bevas Achas, so what's the problem? So that's why that's one extreme, but the Rashbam's extreme is this is all a Din Drabanan. So it could be, if Rashbam is operating within the orbit of Rashi, that Rashi and Merubah also is very comfortable with the idea of a Tochei Dibur, which is even the Mafreya. Again, if Tochei Dibur is essentially a Zchus Chazara, right, so it's never going to work backwards, right? You might say it works perfectly bevas achas, or you could say, you know, it works at the end of the circle, as we've been discussing, efshar b'chazar, which is what Tosa says. But you're never going to say it's going to work earlier, which is why Tosa has to say edus batla mitzasa batla kula. There's nothing wrong with the first edus at all. It's just that it's contaminated by being bevas achas, by being too close proximity to the second. It's mitzuraf too much to the second. But it isn't edus achas. It can't be. It's based on chazara. If indeed, chazara is the only halacha that exists. So we have here two very, very different perspectives, maybe Rashi and Tosas. Again, Tosas in Bava Basra argues with the Rashbam on the exceptions. Right, Tosas here says, second, chutz me'avodah zarah v'kiddushin, quotes the Rashbam, the Einir Lari. Number one, the example, Hatfasa lo shaycha b'avodah zarah. He thinks it's just, the mice, it's not true. Homer bayezel avodazar leomar klum ein hektish lavodazara ein muktzel lavodazara. That's number one. But more important is the next point. V'yesh litkos, one second. The main point is that even if it was, what does that do? Chazar tochen edibur. I feel a chazar tochen edibur lo mahani. V'yri pirish avodazara amalek eliyata, or eliyata is avodazara. The chazar tochen edibur, the lo mahani midi, v'yachol yeshu gzeres hakasuv. The perek basad in the darim kamar vilchus atochid e dibur kedibur dami lebar me'avodas kachavim megadef mekadesh u'megarish pirish megadef im gidef v'chaz atochid e dibur lo mahani midi. The gemara kitzar kan mishum de megadef avi b'chal avodah zara megarish b'chal mekadesh kitam echad lahem. So basically, the Tosfos disagrees on several points. Number one, the definition of avodah zara, which for him is the actual ma'isa of avodah zara. Not hikta. Secondly, it's not a dindra banon, it's not a chumra, it's a dindaraisa. It's a gzeres hakasa. Tosus in a few places is also bothered by the Gemara in the Darin. What does the Gemara say in the Darin? Michael?
It questions how you can use Kriya to be.
Right, fascinating case. Or let's say he's not dead yet.
Or let's say you see someone fainting, you check Kriya for them, and then they actually pass away.
Right.
And then the Kriya counts.
Exactly. So the Gemara in the Dharma is a very dramatic Gemara, which seems to say that you can have Toch Kedei Dibur, which works, Lamafreya. Right? Exactly the kind of issue that we're looking for. Right? If you draw that big circle, instead of pushing what happened even to later, can you take what happened and make it earlier? That's the Gemara Nadara. Kriya Babelus, when you jump, it looks like you jumped the gun, but if you jump the gun within the period of Tocha de Dibur, it's fine. So the Bali Tosas have a very hard time with that halacha. Because for them, if the focus is on Chazara, and there isn't any real Bevasachas, then how are you going to explain that it works backwards? Moreover, as we'll soon see, the reasoning, if it is a din drabanan of Tochei Dibur in general, does it apply here? Should it apply here? Okay, so we'll get back to that in a second. But the point is that we have two very different perspectives here. The Rashbam, maybe Rashi, would have no problem, or at least not a very serious problem, with the Gemara in the Nedarim. The Gemara in the Nedarim is fine. According to Rashi, we have in our sugya also a kind of lamafreya. Okay. So far the issue is how do you define megade? How do you define avodah zara? Whether the exceptions are chumras or gzeres hakasuvs. Even if they are gzeres hakasuvs, it's still open to question whether or not, you know, which is more difficult to explain, the exceptions or the rule. You'd hope in most things that, you know, the rule is easier to understand, but point I'm making is that for Bali Tosas, if the whole rule is only a dindrabanan, we certainly understand the exceptions. And even if one were to say that the rule is a daraisa, if it's a daraisa that allows, you know, extra leeway, acknowledging that it is extra because it's not b'vasachas, we certainly well understand the exceptions where that it's not going to be so. Moreover, the question of lamafre. Okay, even in the shaklatari of our sugya, this issue comes up, and it comes up in particular and is actually underscored by the Bali Tosfos. How so, Daniel? In our sugya, we have several Tosfos in it. Originally, when we asked the question about Rabbi Yossi, so Tosfos points out that there seems to be a problem. If you're going to say Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe in Tochen Dibur at all, yeah. So what does Tosa say? Vinimlach, right? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so Tosfos is now saying that even if Rabbi Yossi holds Tokei Dedibur lav kedibur dami, he will still say that le'inyan lafaresh Tokei Dedibur is kedibur dami. Wow. That's pretty interesting. So now, of course, I mean, the question is, what does that mean? Number one, in terms of the sugya, it means that, let's say, according to Tosfos, Eidus Shabbat L'Miktosa Batla Kula depends not on the shiur of Lafarish, but on the shiur of Chazara. Right? Now, Tosfos is basically saying now, we have to qualify the Gemara because otherwise Rabbi Yossi is just not going to make sense. Right? So even though the Gemara is saying, Kort Rabbi Yossi, Tokei Dedibur Lav Kedibur Dami, might have said that there's no concept of Tokei Dedibur at all, really, we're going to have to be mechalek in Tokei Dedibur Lafarish and Tokei Dedibur Lachzor. But once you do that, and you acknowledge that there's a Tokei Dedibur that works Lafarish, where's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, how can you say it? It's about the Mitzvah about the Kula and the Kula Ama Tokei Dedibur. Tokei Dedibur is a matter of controversy. So it would seem that you have to say that the Eidus Shabbat Miktasa Halacha of Tokei Dedibur depends on the Chazara rather than on the Perush perspective of Tokei Dedibur, according to this day in the Gemara. Correct?
That makes sense to some degree.
Why?
For
what?
What
do you mean a subsequent statement?
See, when he says, how are you tomorrow as well, this is tomorrow as well, he says it 5 minutes later, we have no context in which to replace the statement.
Okay. But at minimum, it sounds like, let me take a step back then. Maybe I'm not making myself clear. This distinction between Lafarish, so how do we understand this distinction between Lafarish and Lachzor?
I thought Lafarish was just
in terms of
the context, while Lachzor, the more in terms of.
So you're saying there's not even a din of Bevazachas?
No, I've been thinking this is more of a Melitza. I mean, there's somewhere we need to draw the line for when context ends. And we need to do that, but find a bigger share of.
So it isn't even that there's room for Perush, so that's really kind of a misnomer. What you're saying is, this is just a reflection. It's not only that Perush is Perush, but in a way, this is just the Goy Milsa Mafreya what was. Perhaps. If you interpret that way, then you don't need to say what I'm saying. Basically, there is no Tokei Dedibur. Just that, you know, it's impossible to get everything out, so we're all trying to. It's not Perush within a certain amount of time, or Perush Bevasachas, it's just, as you say, context. Or Sofo Mochiach, you know, Mochiach al Tchilaso, in a way. Okay, that's one way to interpret, I think. If you say that, then the next Tosis becomes a little bit more problematic. Which is, Tosa says, when the Gemara changes and says there are two Tokei Dediburs, a Gadol and a Katan, right? So then Tosa says, read the next one quickly. A fil lefarish dvar. Yeah, so there's a lot of manipulation going on here, right? I mean, Tosfos is trying to navigate between the Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskanos of the Gemara, or I should say between the beginning of the Gemara, the middle of the Gemara, and we'll soon see the next Tosfos is about the final Maskanos of the Gemara, or final Psak. Okay. So basically, the first Tosfos is saying, even if Tokei Dedibur Lav Kedibur, Perush works. And Daniel's saying, that doesn't mean that there's any kind of Tokei Dedibur, it just means that, you know, this is context that, you know, it's Mochiach al Tchilasa. Fine. But then it becomes more difficult to explain that once you hold that there's a distinction between this kind of Tokei Dedibur and that kind of Tokei Dedibur, right? that you lose perish too. What do you mean you lose context? Maybe, because you're not forced to say that they're that maybe. But okay, but it becomes difficult. Moreover, you can see what's going on in the second Tosis. Is Tosis saying there is a relationship between how we interpret perish and chazara, depending on how you look at Toch Kedei Dibur. If you look at Toch Kedei Dibur as a kind of bevasachas, so then what to some people might look like chazara may be alpidin, simply in the category of perish. In the sense that I don't have to really be chozer for this to be chozer, because it's all bevasachas, so my chazara, you know, really redefines what it is I've been saying in this single integrated moment. Right? Is that really a chazara anymore, or is that a perush? Becomes, that's what we thought, is a difference, an obvious difference between perush and chazara. Perush meaning, like you say, context, interpretation of what always was. Just, I'm just being megale, I'm just, you know, objectifying what is. As opposed to chazara, where I'm changing my mind. Well, those seem like pretty clear categories. But they're not so clear when we're talking about bevasachas. That complicates matters. That's really what I'm trying to explain. In other words, if there's no bevasachas, then you can explain, well, this isn't a sofo mochiach al tchilaso. You know, it's only the tziruf that allows us to understand mikan olahaba, what this means. Or it's mafreya, because it's a halakha that I have 10 minutes leeway to interpret, to add, to give commentary. But it's not Daniel's context. By the same token, you know, what I admit I want, I'm interested in is chazara, but if something is really, really bevasachas, so then, you know, I'm allowed to pull back what I already did. It's not chazara, it never happened. So that's really what's between these two tosas and the Shach V'Tari, this Gemara, this is what's happening. So one could also say, given this, that in the first stage of the Gemara, the Havamina of the Gemara was that there really are two dinim of Tokenei Dibur. Right? Not like what Daniel said is still valid. I'm just suggesting an alternative, which is Pirush and Chazara are two perspectives within Tokenei Dibur. What we're saying is, listen, Tokenei Dibur is Bevasachas when it comes to Pirush. But when you acknowledge that what you're doing is chazara, so then it doesn't work. Then it's not bevasachas. Basically, what I'm saying is that these categories which you normally apply, you know, so decisively, this perish, this chazara, this bevasachas, there's zman lechazara. I think that they are legally much more ambiguous. Basically, what we might say is whether something is considered one moment or not depends on what's going on in the moment. Until now, we've been saying that's a temporal, objective question. In other words, it's a time question. If it's one moment, it's one moment. Whatever happens, or 1 second. I don't mean one moment. I don't mean a minute. I mean a moment, right? So whatever that integrated time period is, so everything's happening. So the only distinction you can make is there's no before, there's no after. Maybe there's a bevasachas, right? Fine. What I'm saying now is, I am admittedly complicating matters, but I think it's true, at least for some, and that is that whether you view this as one moment, you know, depends on what's happening in the moment. To the extent that what you're doing is consistent and integrates well with, you know, with what happened previously within that circle, so we can view it as a moment, and there's something dissonant going on, then it's hard to say that it all happened in one fell swoop. I don't know what that is. Okay. Probably not for me. Yeah.
We say the opposite or no?
What do you mean?
That if it's a chazara, it's taking the place of the previous thing, and then it's as if it would never happen.
Well, I might distinguish not between chazara, but I would say toes. Now here I would distinguish between three things. And again, this is a big topic which you're not going to have much more time to discuss. So I think it's important to get out these categories to at least think about them. I think sometimes in the context of Vasachas, we have three different ideas here. That, you know, there's a concept of toes, which means what I said before, I never said it. It just seemed that way. That's toes. Then there's something called Perush, right? And then there's something called Chazara. And normally we would consider, I think, these three ideas to be completely distinct ideas. Moreover, there's an issue of bevasachas, which, as I said before, one would think is an objective temporal question of single time shiur. The only question left is, you know, some things can happen simultaneously that they don't contradict each other, not mutually exclusive. Sometimes when you have two things at the same time, they cancel each other out. But we're talking about a single moment of time. What I'm suggesting now is that all these categories may be a little bit more flexible than we thought. And sometimes bivasachas may establish that what really is happening is the chazar is a tos, and it never happened. That if you apply time and forget about the distinction made between dissonance and interpretation and consistency and so on, time can make a chazara into a tos. Right? On the other hand, dissonance can take a moment, you know, and make it two moments. That's really what I think is going on here. And it could be the different areas of halacha or mechalik, and maybe that's a way to explain also how tokhe dibur kedibur can be daraisa, and the exceptions could be fundamental and daraisa too. Begadei, avodah zarah, kiddushin, gerushin, for reasons that we'll discuss in a minute. Okay. So I think that basically the hava mina, the Gemara according to Tosafot's understanding was there's a difference between Perush and Chazara, and if that's like Daniel said, so basically it's a misnomer, the Perush part is just not Tos, or what you called context, which is fine. And then the Gemara is fine because Eidus Shabbat L'Miktasa depends on there really being a Bevasachas, and there's no Bevasachas here, it's just definition. But then you get to run into trouble with what happened to that idea afterwards, unless Gufa, that was reevaluated, which just shows that what I'm suggesting now, which is that we should be flexible with some of these categories, yeah, you need to be in the continuation no matter what. The alternative I'm suggesting is that when the Gemara made the distinction between Perush and Chazar, they were saying there are two dinim of Tokhe Dibur. Perush, Vasachas, in other words, and Chazar. And the Gemara was saying then that Eidus Shabbat L'Miktasa Batla Kula is not about Vasachas, it depends on Chazar. And why should that be so? So here again, Rashi and Tosas. According to Rashi, it couldn't be so, because you need to have the Vasachas in order to explain how the Psul Gavra affects the Eidus, at least, the Mafreya. But according to the Bali Tosas, who say that the explanation of the Sugya is Eidus Shabbat L'Miktasa Batla Kula, all you need is Tziruf. You don't need Eidus Achas, and you don't need Bevasachas in a literal sense. You need tziruf, like you have in a kat of edim, right? Nimzachem em karav apostle edim shemak tibtzas batla kula. So too, if you have a linkage, if you have what I call a hyphen between these two eduyos, you don't need a circle. Forget the circle. Just need a hyphen. The hyphen will also accomplish edim shabatla. So for Tosas is saying, yeah, perush, which is a dinim of asachas, which because the tochen is not dissonant in any way. That's fine for Rabbi Yossi. But a hyphen, chazara, what you need in Eidus Shabbatla, that you don't have. Now the question is, when the Gemara changed its mind and said it's Tokhe Dibur Gadol and Tokhe Dibur Kata, now what happens? So Tosa is saying, forget about Daniel's context. Forget about what I was saying. You have to forget about both, right? That Tokhe Dibur Gadol, the Perush, is Bevasachas, that's wrong. That's wrong. Right? But what is Tokhe Dibur Kata now? Now, instead of the chilik between Pirush and Chazar, now we have the distinction between Tokhe Dibur Gadol and Tokhe Dibur Kata. What's that distinction? So, are you going to say Tokhe Dibur Kata, like Daniel said, Perush? Which is, it's such a small time, amount of time, that it's just the Goyim El Salam Afreya context. Or at least here, maybe, it becomes even more plausible to say the distinction that we made before, which is, we're accepting Bevasachas, we're just giving it a shorter time span. What we're rejecting is Tziruf, hyphenation, Chazara, And again, that's what's koveh afraid is Shabbat la miktsasa. If you want to go beyond that, if it's within the time period of the shorter one, you don't even need. Then of course it's mitzurah. It's bevas achas. It's certainly end of Shabbat miktsasa, or more. Okay, so I think this is very, very important issue, and I'd say it opens up the question of understanding the rest. Now, halacha, we reject both of these views in the Gemara, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, I guess, or we view Rabbi Yossi differently, we'll get to that in a second, and we say that even Tochid Dibur Gadol works, and it works for Chazara as well as for Perush. Now the question is, so what is our real maskana? Our maskana is that Perush extends, the Vasachas extends to Tochid Dibur Gadol? Or our maskana is that Chazara works too, even if it isn't perfectly Bevasachas? So that's exactly, it seems to be the big discussion of the Rishonim. Maybe Rashi here, and certainly the Rajbam and Baba Basra, Tokhidei Dibur, Gadol, is saying Bevasachas. We're extending Bevasachas. It's not only Bekatan. Whereas Balei Tosfos mostly seem to be viewing the maskana as, no, we're going beyond the Vasachas to include Chazara. Now the formulations of that are different. Let's just look at some of them very quickly. Daniel, go ahead. The third Tosis. Okay, yeah, we don't have to read the rest of this. This is an interesting question in general. You should say hello to the Rebbe. You shouldn't say hello to the Rebbe. I think there are some people who pass it both ways, from my experience. But okay. Not saying it's right. But what is interesting, and I wanted you to read here, is the... this, of course, is connected to the issue of Kriya Shema. Right. Which is that during Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be matzik. So we're going to get to that in just, and that's of course very, very important for which Rishon? Yeah, the Rabbi Abad quoted by the Ramban, who says that Tochid Dibur comes from that makar, from Kriya Shema, from the hefsek of Kriya Shema. Okay. Okay. What about the next one? Can I say the Rabbi Yosei? Can I show the time of the Rav? Right, because in the Gemara we're saying Lema Kamiflagi, and we're saying that Rabbi Yossi is the one who believes Tochid Dibur is Kedibur, but Rabbi Yossi only believes in Katan. So it means the Chacham don't believe even in Katan, which again means that they think it's neither Bavasachas nor an actual Perush. So where do you get anybody to hold Tochid Dibur Gadol? Go ahead. So there are other Gemaras. V'chein Hilchasa. So Tosis and other places say that it's a low plug, but the reason they have the problem with Kriya seems to be because they think it's not Bivasachas. Moreover, it sounds like Tosis thinks like the whole thing is a Dindrabanan.
Right.
You know, here, actually, Tosis is a little bit different than in Bava Basra. In what way, Daniel? Actually, in what's that? Yeah, exactly. And Tosfos here mentions hefsek and not chazara, even though the thrust of Tosfos seems to be in the other direction. You're absolutely right. Rabbeinu Tam here. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam did lekacham a kedibur dami kedei shelus tam of the Rav. Haynu shalom alecha Rebbe. Kishadam osa skorim chaveru v'yura rabo gadol imenu bechachma lo yitan lo shalom. Shemitan lo shalom la yuchal lachzor b'mimikcho. Lekach tiknu chacham kashir ze yachal lachzor. Then the kashulari. What about kriya? And shalom adlo plug rabban. But Tosaf, if you took Tosaf Balvastra, the impression you would get was this is a total takana drabbanon to encourage people to say shalom alecha Rabbi or shalom alecha Rabbi Mori. Wow. Okay. And so that they wouldn't lose out, they wouldn't lose their schus chazara. It sounds like two things. Number one, it sounds like schus chazara isn't the takana. Schus chazara as a literal bevatzachas, you know, as you, you know, actually, there's no pause, no hefsek, I mean, you're just talking. You know, that's implicit in das nekachomemkar. But we're worried that by being polite, you're going to, or more than polite, you're going to lose that opportunity, and therefore you won't do it. And therefore they were metake in this chus chazara. It's not a takana of vasachas. Unless you say that the motivation is chus chazara, but then you have to be, you know, extending it to vasachas. But if that's the case, then you wouldn't have a problem probably with the sugya in the Dara. It sounds in Tosis and Bava Basra like the motivation and the content of this takana, the Rabbanan, is all about schus chazar. On the other hand, in our Tosis here, it's a little bit different in two ways. Daniel? Number one, it's not like they're being. What?
It's not about schus chazar, it's just that it's going to end.
Yeah. Number one, and secondly, the point isn't to ensure that the guy will give shalom the rabbo. It's to ensure that he won't lose his chus. He won't lose when he does give shalom the rabbo. Right? The shalom the rabbo part is taken for granted here. Now, it's in Tosfos Baal Basra, it's formulated toch ledibur is in order to, you know, ensure that there'll be Nesinas Shalom L'Rabo. Here there's Nesinas Shalom L'Rabo, that's of course. How could it be? What? That it's a chiyuv and that it'll be done. The only thing is, people are going to lose out. We're not worried they won't do it because they're going to lose out, therefore they won't do it. It's not a takana in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a takana in Hilchos Mechumemkar, essentially, is what I'm saying. That's number one. And number two is the formulation is not they won't have a schus chazara. It's therefore tiknu that lo shma hefsek. Is that right? Where's the line again? Yeah. So Tosis in Bava Basra and Tosis in, even though it's the same Rabbeinu Tam, they're talking both from Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe they're different versions of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, if you look at the Ramban in Bava Basra. Ramban Bava Basra. I thought it was going to be on the screen.
Rabbi said, I thought Rabbi was saying that you only wanted to print it out and didn't
need
it this year.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Okay.
I thought you were going to do it anyway. But, so if you look at Tosfos in Ramban Bava Basra, Ramban Bava Basra has two formulations. One in the name of the Rabbi Abad, which we discussed before, Daniel, which is? Right, is that similar to Rabbeinu Tam or not? More, but even a step further. Is it a takana according to Rabbi Abad? Or is it a din d'oraisa? Yeah. It's hard to know exactly. Yeah. quotes as follows. Pirsha Benu Tam, Hatam Ipnei Shepa'amim Shetamid Mochar Okona, Vim Over Rabba Lefonu V'Yefshar Shalayitin Lo Shalom. Again, this is very fascinating, right? That's the taken for granted. Umishum Takonas Hashuk, right? So Mekachomemkar Takona, Shalayafsid Bekach. Behind the Darmino, Mesechas Nazir, Yihafke Lashav Kas Ravka Letalmida. And then he quotes the Gemara in the Darim. It's a Dindrabanan, but this Dindrabanan is a low plug, like Tosa says here. But again, it's very clear, both in Tosa and Balbastra and in the Ramban's version of Rabbeinu Tam, that the only difference is in Tosa and Balbastra, it's Kedei Sheyitain Shalom Larabo. It is a Hukos Tam Torah Takana. You know, with Choshen Mishpat consequences. Here it's a Choshen Mishpat Takana, where you have the other. But you know, for our purposes, that's trivial. The important thing is, it's totally artificial. Totally artificial. It's a Schus Chazara, that he shouldn't lose out, etc. Then he says, B'Shem HaRav, Avabezdim, Shemati, Dikivim Da'amur Rabbana, Akore Shema Shom Ubnei Al-Yira, Tiknu Shaloye Hefsek B'Shum Davar. You're right, he uses the language of Tiknu. But in theory, one could have said that it's not even Tiknu. Maybe Nilmadim Mimenu. Again, it sounds here like this has nothing to do with Chazara. They're looking for Midrabanan, and we were looking for a wider definition of Hefsek. Right? And Kriyashma. It's not a Takana at all. It's not that we're worried, Rabba will be passing in front of him. They wanted a fair definition of Bavasachas and Hefsek. One could have said that it's not even Tiknu. One could have said that maybe it's a Dindaraisa. The fact that you are, it's not considered a Hefsek in Kriya Shema, namely you're allowed to do it A, and B, you don't have to start all over again, because even if you're allowed to do it, one might have said, okay, but you broke up Kriya Shema, you should start again. Indicates that Minat Torah, that is the Shiur of Bavasachas, of Hemshechius. One could have said that as well. The Ran in the Darim has something in between. What does the Ran say? Did anyone saw that? Number one, he totally rejects, again, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rajval. Number one, he rejects, it can't be a Takana. After all, these are Dinim Daraisa, some of the Dinim. And how could it be that that is all based on the Takana Darabana? So he rejects that. Secondly, Gemir's Das. What's he say about Gemir's Das?
He said that in all of these things, we're assuming that your Das is not completely big one, except in the exceptions.
Oh. So he wants to integrate the exceptions into the rule. By the way, I should just add that even according to the Ramban, even if it is, even if these are Shiurim in the Ramban in the name of the Rabbi Abad, he doesn't say Bevasachas. He says it's not a Hefsek. And the idea may be that in some Dinim, not having a Hefsek is enough. In other Dinim, it's still not Bevasachas. And that's why Vardazara, Megadef, Kiddushin, and Gerushin may come into play. Okay. The Ran says it a little bit different, says it, as correctly pointed out, Gemir's Das is the issue. Basically, there you build in a certain kind of leeway to change your mind. It's not Zchus Chazara. It's part of the initial Das Makne. The Das of Mekachomemkar. Yeah. Oh, I think I'm saying something. It's the original Das, but it's not complete Lo Nigmar Ad until a certain point. That's true in most Kinyanim. So again, it's not Bevatzachas, and it's not Zchus Chazara. It's the Shiur of Gemiras, Gemiras Das, or Gemiras Daita. But there are some transactions which are so inherently severe or serious that, you know, if you do them, then you've already fully contemplated them and completed your contemplation. Megade, Avodah Zarah, Gittin, Kiddushin, right? It's good to tell the Chasanim, this round in the Darim. Especially tell them this round for the Chasan and the other round for the Kala. Okay, but anyways. The point is that the Ran is able to seamlessly integrate the rule and the exception, both as dinim of Gemirus Das. Now, the idea of the Ran fits in very nicely with some of the Rishonim and Baal Basra as well. Rishonim and Baal Basra and Daf Kuf Yud Daled talk about Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar, because you're allowed to be Chozer, Kol Zman She'oskin Ba'oso Inyan. And there's a discussion of the Rishonim there, why Kinyan Sudar is different than other Kinyanim. Then there's another view in the Rishonim that maybe we'd be Mechalek between Maisa Kinyanim like Meshicha and Hagbah and Kesef and Shtar. Maybe when it comes to a Maisa Kinyan, maybe there would be no Tochidei Dibur either. Right? But the majority of Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim think, at least when it comes to Kesef and Shtar, that you have Tochidei Dibur. When it comes to Sudar, you have Bizman Shasukin Ba'osain. So again, if you look at some of the Rishonim, they have different formulations. But some of them explain, again, it depends on this question of Gemirus Das. Of course, in Sudar, it's really kind of a double-edged sword. As Rav Chaim used to explain, based on the Gemaras and the Rishonim, that Kinyan Sudar, right, the you don't do a Maisa B'Gufa Davar in the transaction. Right? You have your, particularly true according to Levi, who says, use Kalish Shalmakna, but even if you hold Kalish Shalkona, you're not exchanging the field for a handkerchief, you know, or for a pen. Right? It's a symbolic way of concretizing your das. This is according to many Rishonim. So it's a kinyan of Gemirus Das. And therefore, to muster the degree of seriousness, I guess, that that is necessary to fabricate, you know, from nothing, where there is no Maisa kinyan, along with it, a kinyan Gemirus Das, you have a certain time frame. You can be chose there. Now, the truth is that in that respect, it's the parallel opposite of the Ran and the Darim's explanation of Megadev, Avodah Zarah, Kiddushin, and Geirushin. There, too, you require a higher level of Das. But there, the Ran's saying, you know, there's no Tokeh de Dibur because the Gemirus Das is done already. Here what we're saying is to muster that level, to get together that level of Gemirus Das requires even more than Tokeh de Dibur. There's even a greater leeway. And that's because there is no Maisa accompanying. In other words, in the case of Megadev or Ovid Avodah Zarah or Kiddushin or Geirushin, basically you're doing the Maisa, a very serious Maisa. What we're saying is that, you know, it's not like this Maisa is you know, still contingent. It's, you know, if you're doing it already, it's decisive. Because it's a serious matter, and you wouldn't play around with it, do it, and then retract it. The decisiveness is built into the Maisa. Point is that when it comes to Sudar, it's the opposite. You also parallel require the high level of Das, but the point is that there is no Maisa of significance. It's the Maisa that you're doing is also an expression of the concretization of your Das. So even though Gemirus Das is the key to explaining why in Sudar you have more than Tokeh de Dibur, and why according to the Ran and the other cases you have less, there's no stira between those two perspectives. There actually is something common between them. Okay. On the other hand, now we can understand also maybe the difference, those who draw the line, the difference between Kesef and Shtar on the one hand, and other Maisa Kinyanim. Why? Because the point may be that where you have only a Maisa, and the level of Das required is less significant, it can't be Bal Korchacha. But let's say the Maisa does almost everything. The symbol of the Maisa is the Davar HaKoneh. So if there's no Schus Chazara, so then then you shouldn't be chosen. But a Maisa which is accompanied by Das, or which is driven also by your perspective and your attitude, is less of a decisive, objective Maisa. So what I mean by that is as follows. When you do an act of Meshicha or Hagbah, so that is the Davar HaKoneh. Again, it can't be Keneged or Ratzon, but that's all you need for the Kenyan. As long as you have, you know, Ratzon Liknos. But in the case of Shtar and Kesef, might be different, those who draw the distinction. because even though it is a Maisa Kinyan, it's not like Sudar, right? But it isn't a Maisa Begufa Davar. Shtar, number one, may anyways be Dasim Eschayim. Just that it's reflected in the Shtar. And Kesef is an exchange of the object for its value, for its monetary value. But it isn't, again, a Maisa Kinyan Beguf Adavar. So the decisiveness that you have in other Maisa Kinyanim, you don't necessarily have in Kesef Shtar. Maybe that's why Dafka they have Tevkhadiv. But the majority of Rishonim and Achronim of the opinion, that's not just Kesef Shtar, but anything but Sudar has Tevkhadiv. That's a Machlokas Harishon. Having said that, so let's get back to the other exceptions, which I think in light of this we'll be able to appreciate better also. And that is, what do we say was the other kodshim, right? So let me just talk about that for a few minutes. If you look at our Gemara, it seems clear that kodshim are treated like any other transaction when it comes to the question of tokei dibur, kedibur, dami. After all, the question, does Rabbi Yossi really owe tokei dibur, is based on Rabbi Yossi's comment regarding tmura. Right. So from our Gemara, it would appear that tmura is no different than mekach u'mekach. The problem with that is the shita of a bunch of Rishonim. Tosas in Menachos, and Daf Pe'ala from the base, which I told you to look at. What does he say there? Didn't get a chance to look at it? Ezra, you saw it? Yeah, excellent. He says that Tokhle Dibur or Kedibur does not work in Kachim because Amiraso Lagavoa Kimisiraso Lehejit. And then he goes on to say, and there are exceptions to Tokhle Dibur, namely Begade Favorazara, Kiddushin, and Geirushin. Very, very fascinating tosis on two levels. Number one, what does Amiraso Lagavoa Kimisiraso Lehejit have to do with Tokhle Dibur? The Ksos asks the question in the following way. I told you to look at the Ksos. Everybody can just look at the Ksos and raise your hand. What's his question? I mean, Russell, give all comes to Russell, the hedge. So you would think, if you know, that according to Bali Tosis, that there's no Tokhde Dibur in a regular Kenyan. But it's not true. If you look at Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadi Hey, which is the simon about these matters, the halacha is that Tokhde Dibur applies to regular kinyan. So let it be Kibasi Russell the Hedgehog, and you'll have Tokhde Dibur. That's the Tzos' question. Now, some Achronim point out that if you hold, like the Rishonim will say, that only Kesef and Shtar of Tokhde Dibur, but not the regular other kinyanim, then maybe you can answer this question with the Tzos. Otherwise, it's a pretty good question. We'll get to the Tzos' answer in a minute, but it certainly is a good question. That's number one question in Tosis. Second question in Tosis is, he tells us that Tokhle Dibur doesn't apply to Kodshim, and then he says, after all, there are exceptions to Tokhle Dibur, Megade, Pavodazara, Kiddushin, Vigerushin. So some Achronim ask, so doesn't that prove that it's not Kodshim? Those are the exceptions that are mentioned in the Gemara, the ones that he quotes. He just made up a new one. So obviously, Tosus is trying to say something here. He's using Amirasa the Gavokim Sarasa the Hedjot to explain what is unique about Kodshim, and why it belongs in the company, even though it's not explicit, why it implicitly belongs with Megadev, Avodah Zarah, Kiddushin, and Geirushin. I mean, that's a simple pshat. Now, what that is, we still have to explain. Okay, but that would solve both problems. That would seem to be what Tosis is about. So we'll get to that, just back to that in a second. That's Tosis in Menachos. Rabbi Kinegar points out on the spot that if you look elsewhere, in Menachos and elsewhere, it seems like Tosus doesn't always hold this way. Okay. This is also Shitas Harama. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, Perek Tezvav, and in Hilchos Tmura, Perek Beis, and in Hilchos Nadarim, in a bunch of places, the Rambam seems to say that Tokhle Dibur does not apply to Kodshim. Ha'omer v'lada shalzu ola, hishlamim dvar kayamim. Hishlamim v'lada ola, im lekach niskavim dvar kayamim, imakashu gamar belibo, behotzi besfasa, shetiyah shlamim, chazar bo, Amar vlada olach b'shechazah tokeh de'dibur, hari vlada shlavim. She'ein chazara v'hekdesh v'afilu b'tokeh de'dibur. This is the Rambam's view. It says it in three or four places in Mishnah Torah, and he also says it in Perush Mishnayos, especially strongly in Tmura. And then also Galen pointed this out. Bari Korka, some of the others, here in the beginning of the fifth parak of Tmura, Ketz and Marimin, the Rambam in Perush Mishnayos, if I can find it quickly, I'll read it. Again, says very, very clearly that in his opinion, second, yeah. So he says, "Af al bishutoke de dibur, ein somchin el al dibur rishon. Lefisha ikar biyadenu, toke de dibur ke dibur dami zulasi, v'makdish, u'meimar, u'megadef, v'over devaros pechavim u'mekadish u'megarish. Ve'elo ashisha dvarim." Hotzia son begufa gemara. Avol makdis shemeimar reu promotion is bar, but makam azel b'sof the darim hotzia megadef avodas kachavim megarish megadesh. Zer einu shadvarim ha'eva lo toil b'hem chazara v'tosefes tnai v'afilu tol kedei dibur. So it sounds like he's saying that these are included together with megadef and so on. And that the reason in both cases is that chazara doesn't work. We're very sensitive now to these formulations. To any tosefes tnai, the chazara doesn't work. And it sounds like it isn't bevazachas. That's the Rambam. So the problem is, how can the Rambam and Tosus have this view when our Gemara, in the context of Rabbi Yossi, precisely quotes Tmura? This is the question that the Shach in Siddur Reish Nun Hei asks against the Rambam. He says, the Rambam forgot an explicit Gemara in Merubah. Wow, what a charge. He says, and not only am I upset about the Rambam, he says, I'm upset with the Ravid. How come the Ravid didn't at least, it's not like he never, he's so deferential, he never argues with the Rambam. So all of a sudden, he lost his sharp pen, when it came to an explicit Gemara in Merubah.
People like to know that it's not comforting to
the Ravid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, that's a big discussion in among Ravid historians. You know, is there an argument of silence in the Ravid's Hasagas on the Rambam? True. But I'm just saying the Shach. But the truth is, even if there's no argument of silence, but if something is against explicit Gemara, you should make a comment. You know, if there are more subtle points that you disagree with. But you're right. I mean, part of the issue is how comprehensive is the Ravid's work. Dr. Soloveitchik in particular thinks that the Ravid's work on the Rambam is like, somebody who writes an occasional book review, a great author and, or a great historian who writes, major works, and now and then he dabbles, in writing a book review or two. That's what the Ravid's work on the Rambam is. The real Ravid is the Ravid, as the Meiri characterizes him, the Gedolei HaMefarshim. Ravid wrote these major works on so many Masechta. We just don't have a lot of them. They were lost to us. We have Bava Kamma, and we have Avodah Zarah, and we have Kuntresim, but he wrote on much more. But we know they're much more. So he said, yeah, the Ravid's work on the Rambam is not meant to be comprehensive. I'm not so interested in the Ravid and the Rambam. I'm just saying the Shach, from this point of view, it's more interesting. The Shach was just so scandalized with this view of the Rambam that he just couldn't believe that the Rambam, missed a Gemara. And if the Rambam missed a Gemara, but what about everybody else? He says, where was the Ravid? And where's the Tosas Yom Tov on the Bar Tanura? And where's, and so on and so forth. Like the Shach is just incensed on this whole matter. And he says, therefore, the conclusion to be reached is that it has to be rejected completely, even though the Rambam says it all over the place. It says completely wrong. Tokhtei Dibur applies every bit as much to Kachim as it does anywhere else. That's the shach. The ksos and everybody else defend the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech, ksos, Pnei Yeshua here says, I'm very upset with the shach. How dare he accuse the Rambam of missing an explicit Gemara? Says he can be, you know, outraged all he wants, but he shouldn't impute ignorance to the Rambam. He should have understood that the Rambam understood the Gemara too and had a different explanation and a way out. So even as the Shach took umbrage with the Rambam for neglecting the Gemara, Pnei Yeshua did some umbrage taking of his own against the Shach for impugning the good name of the Rambam. Anyways, so much for the emotional part of the let's get back to the substance. So what is going on here? So the Mishnah Lamelech says a simple pshat. Mishnah Lamelech says there's obviously machlokas asugyas as to this question. After all, he says our own Tosas says that la halacha holds a tokadei dibur kadei she'elas talmid l'rav is real tokadei dibur. Right? After all, it seems like there's machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim about tokadei dibur katan. I'm sorry, about tokadei dibur gadol and about tokadei dibur katan. I'm sorry, and everybody agrees that tokadei dibur gadol doesn't work. Because the Rabbanan of our Gemara say even Tokhtei Dibur Katan doesn't work. That's Tosa's question. So what does Tosa's answer? No, there's a Gemara Nazir. There are a couple of other Gemaras that prove that Tokhtei Dibur Gadol works. So the Shach says, but if it works, then Hadra Kushya Leduchta. What are you going to do with the Sugya in Tmura for Rabbi Yossi? You're going to have a steer in Rabbi Yossi. So he says, obviously there's a Machlokas HaSugyas. There are two ways to answer up Rabbi Yossi. One is to make a distinction between Tokhtei Dibur Gadol and Katan. The other is to do what the Rambam and Tosas did. To assume that in Inochanami, according to Rabbi Yossi, Tokhidei Dibur, Gadol is ke Dibur. However, Shiny, Tmura, Shiny, Kadshim, whichever it'll be, I'll get that in a second, because Tokhidei Dibur doesn't work in Kadshim, it's like Avodah Zarah, Megadev, Kedushin, and Gerushin. That's the Mishnah Melech. The Ksos doesn't completely like the Mishnah Melech either, although he likes the basic idea. He says, yeah, there's a Machlokas HaSugyas, but the Machlokas HaSugyas has to be based, it's not just the Machlokas HaSugyas, I mean, what's going on here? What's the reason behind it? So the Ksos says, first we'll discuss the Rambam, then we'll discuss his view of Tosas. His view of the Rambam is as follows. He says, the Rambam really holds this halakha only in Tmura. Why? Based on the Gemara Nazir. If you look at the Gemara Nazir says that the Beis Shammai didn't believe in Tokhidei Dibur Kedibur, because they said that if Ein Nishalin Ala Hekdesh, then there's no Tokhidei Dibur either. Meaning, if you can't be Shoel, based on Taos, you can't retract, forget about Tokhidei Dibur. Right? If, let's say, you have a Pesach of some sort, and you want to retract the, you want to be Shoel on the Kachim, Ein Nishalin Ala Kachim, Kachim B'Taos, Shema Kachim, and Tokhidei Dibur Kedibur doesn't work either. That's what the Gemara says. But Beis Hillel, who say Shoalim B'Kachim, they hold that Tokhidei Dibur is Kedibur B'Kachim too. So Kso says, but let's say I can find you a Kachim where Ein Shoalim, even according to Beis Hillel. So then Beis Hillel will agree with Beis Shammai. I mean, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue whether Shoalim B'Kachim, whether Kachim B'Taos Shema Hekdesh. But maybe Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai that any time Ein Shoalin, that also that you would say also Tokhidei Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami. And why should there be that equation anyway, says the Ksos? Because maybe, this is very, very important, maybe according to Beis Shammai, Tokhidei Dibur is Kedibur B'Toras Tos. When you are Chozer, it's a way of saying, you know, I wish I didn't do this. That too is a kind of a toes. It's midin toes. Even if it isn't actually rationalized as a toes, it has the halacha of a toes. So that's what Beis Shammai said. If ein toes bekadshim, ein tokhidei dibur bekadshim. And he says, I think that's what the Rambam says. Because if you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis of Shavuos, halacha yudzayin, there the Rambam explains that the reason that there's tokhidei dibur is because it's a toes. Do you have it on your computer? Anybody have? I forgot to bring Sefer HaFlah with me. All right, you look it up. Perek Beis of Shavuos Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam does use such a lashon.
Isn't that the case
there? Yeah, that's why I don't think it's. But he does say talk to Dibur, and then he says because of Taos. Meaning he could have said, meaning the case happens to be a case of Taos.
Right.
That's why I don't think it's very compelling. But the Ksol seizes on this idea. Ksol says, so that's the equation, but there's a chiddush here. So there's double chiddush. Number one, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that Lu Yitzuyar, there is something that is not betos, that is works betos, in other words. There'll be no Tokhede Dibur. B, the explanation for that is that Tokhede Dibur, even Shal Chazara, is betoras tos. Again, this goes back to what I said before about the fluidity of these concepts. And, you know, the you know this tos, there's Perush, there's Chazara, and there's also time. And all four of these concepts are being challenged in the sugya, in a way. Right? Okay. That's the Ksos. And the Ksos says, if this is the case, so that's the Pshat in the Rambam. So the Rambam's din is only in Temura. Because it's, oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Temura, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, that Temura is not Nitan L'Sheila. That Temura betos Shema Temura. In fact, Beis Shammai learned the halacha that tos bekadshim Shema Kadshim, they learned it from Sofo. They learned Tchilaso, being Makdish, from Sofo, which is Temura. Since Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai about Temura, therefore Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, will say that there's no Tochnei Dibur be Temura. But I say it's based on two assumptions. A, that Beis Hillel don't just argue about She'ela, not She'ela, they argue, but they only argue about that, but they agree with the equation to Tochnei Dibur. B, that this is based on a kind of a Tos. Even if you want to say what the Ksos says, I think that's another way to look at it, with taking away the, which I think is the weakest link, is the Tos part of it. And that is to say as follows. The equation of Beis Shammai between Tos and Tokhnei Dibur doesn't mean that Tokhnei Dibur is Dafka Midin Tos. What it establishes is the following. If you have a Maisa, as I say, what is Bevatzachas? And what is Perush? If you have a Maisa, which is more of a physical Maisa, then it's hard to say, you know, that we draw a circle around it and expand its time zone. Or we look at everything that's happening to Vasakas. It's a decisive physical action. There's chronology to that. He did it. It's gone, it's done. Right? A more legal, formal Maisa, which isn't just physical, but also where attitude, you know, plays a role, is one in which it's easier to say it has a bevasachas, or it has a schus chazara, either way. But even on the bevasachas level. So maybe the equation of Beis Shammai is not that tokedei dibur is midin tos, but if hekdesh betos, shma hekdesh, what that shows you is that das is less important than hekdesh than maisa. And if the maisa is defined only in the physical terms, now there's no like chalos connected to your attitude towards the maisa that you're doing. It's less of a legal than it is, or the legal action here is the physical action, for the very reason why we don't care about toes, as long as there was no physical toes. But if the words, if you wanted to say the words shlamim and you said the words ola, that's a different story. Right? That's a physical toes, that's something else. But if you just, you know, if it's the other kind of toes, the same reason that we don't care about Taos, according to Beis Shammai. In contrast, we don't care about Tokhnei Dibur. The physical action has been shown to be independent, and the Mela is no Tokhnei Dibur. If that's the case, then we might say, that's a way of, I think, just re-explaining the Ksos a little bit more sharply. Anytime that you hold that something is effective betos, if Temur is effective betos, then in Achanami, there's no Tokhnei Dibur. Not because it's midin toes, but because there is no bivas achas, there is no chazara, the physical action takes place in sequence. Okay. Then the Ksos turns his attention to, and by the way, let me just add, and that could be the pshat of Avodah Zarah, Megadev, Kiddushin, Geirushin also. Even though there is a chalos, clearly. But again, getting back to the earlier point, there may be no chazara, certainly, by definition. These are decisive maisim. Moreover, just using the Ran, but the Ran and the Darim, but not to explain, well, there's Gemara's Das, and therefore there's not the implicit, extra, flexible time to make up your mind after the Maisa, but rather the whole point is that these are Maisim Shel Gemara's Das. Once you have a Maisa Shel Gemara's Das, as we explain, it's over, it's done. There's no going back. Perhaps one could say something similar for Tosas. I said the Ksos has the problem with Tosas. I mean, Rasul Gavok is Mesirasul Hedjot, but Mesirasul Hedjot is also Tokhde Dibur. So if you say that the general rule in Mesirasul Hedjot is that there's no Tokhde Dibur, and it's just the ones which are not physical, like Kesef and Shtar, then that's fine. As opposed to the ones which are physical, as we explained, because it's done. There's no, it's not like Kesef and Shtar that you have to connect the dots. You have to, oh, you're getting the money and you're going to get that exchange. There's like a, no circling here. It's just a physical action and it's over. There's no tziruf. Oh, what if you don't say that? So the Ksos has a suggestion. You saw the Ksos? Yeah. Ezra? Right, in conjunction with the Dibur. It also has a pretty